morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning, witches. It is April
26th, 2021. It is Monday.
I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by La Petite Mort by Olivie Blake. So let's get your day going with a little magic. She doesn't listen to this show, and also I don't think she minds because it's all over her social media. But Olivie, who wrote La Petite Mort and The Answer You Are Looking For Is Yes, is pregnant and she's having a baby soon. And she does a great YouTube series called Olivie Blake Is Not Writing. And she's taking a break right now because of her pregnancy. So congratulations. We love you. Our quote of the day is, follow your own passion, not your parents, not your teachers, yours, by Robert Ballard. So this week, I thought it would be really fun to talk about different ways to appreciate tea, right? Because we're always trying to learn more. We talk about different herbs all the time, different types of teas, magical properties, health properties. But I also want us to be maybe a little bit more educated on tea. So this week, we're going to talk about ways to just appreciate tea a little bit more. So today we are talking about tasting tea. So this comes to us from adiago.com. Humans are all born with a natural ability to detect sensations on our palate that we call taste. As we grow, we quickly learn to associate taste with the liking or disliking of any particular sampled item. We don't necessarily have to discern anything particular about the item. All we know is that we do or do not like it. This can even produce an emotional response in reaction to our likes and dislikes. So tea tasters do not have the luxury of like and dislike, right? Their job is to analyze, evaluate, and identify the character and nuances of their subjects. So how do they get there? Well, it generally takes many years to develop a taster's palate, but it can be easy to start. So professional tasting is akin to listening to one instrument or simple melody of music within a composition. Just as most people will tend to hear vocal parts of a song, they are usually the most dominant. So most people will also taste the top notes or most basic character of tea. So listen more carefully and see if you can hear harmonies, such as the backup singer, or listen to the drum part or the bass guitar. These are the elements that fill out a musical performance, just like a good quality tea will have its own elements, and hopefully harmonious. If the tea that you purchase, so let's say you go to... Is Teavana even a thing anymore? I think we talked about this before. Let's just say you go to Teavana or you go to our website and pick up Touch of Midas, right? Or Potion of Midas. And you read everything we say is in it, right? There's apple, there's mango, there's turmeric, there's pepper, there's all kinds of stuff in Potion of Midas. So find a tea that you like or that you have where you can find a good description on it. You can see what's in it and have a description that says fruity or spicy or whatever, right? So that's kind of your first step. Find a tea that has a good description and look for vocabulary for sensations you experience as you listen to your palate. Does it have citrus notes? Does it remind you of a hoppy lager? Is it crisp and fruity like green apple? Sip and think while rolling the tea around on your mouth. Does it feel dry like a Chianti or silky like coconut milk? How do all of these sensations work together? In a great tea, they will harmonize in wonderful interplay, leaving you intrigued and seeking the next sip. Indeed, a great tea will always invite you back for another sip. So during this exercise, at no time can you decide whether you like the tea or not. It's a hard habit to break out of, but it's essential. Once you are able to stay neutral, you are more likely to find the nuances and define them in your own mind. Also, note that it helps to have other food items as flavor reference points. The more you sample and really ponder fruits, herbs, and other tastes commonly found in fine tea, the more the sensations will jump out at you when you have a cup. So that's a really simple way to look at starting to kind of taste tea in a more, I guess, educated or experimental or adventurous point of view.
This episode of The Witch Daily Show is brought to you by the book La Petite Mort by Olivier Blake. After the death of her estranged grandmother, Marissa Marrero finds herself bequeathed a surprising inheritance, a house in the New Orleans French Quarter, left to her with a variety of bizarre conditions attached. Among the surprising consequences of Marissa's acceptance is a friendship with a man called Jack St. Germain, an alleged alchemist who may or may not be hiding a questionable history, and a series of encounters with Elizabeth Clavier, a vampire known for hunting mortals for sport. As Marissa struggles with who to trust, she leans toward Jack, especially after a demon arrives at her doorstep claiming Elizabeth was the one who sent him. But when Marissa's power grows and Jack can no longer provide her answers, a night with Elizabeth leaves Marissa wondering if she made the right choice. La Petite Mort is now available on Amazon.
All right. So moving into some headlines, I wanted to talk about this specifically because while I do not have experience with this, a good friend of mine this happened to. So if you haven't heard yet, a U.S. woman in Florida apparently scammed victims out of $130,000 with, quote, witchcraft, unquote, services. Oh, yeah. Basically, a Florida woman is accused of duping at least 10 people out of a combined $100,000 U.S. dollars with the promise of healing their relationship woes through witchcraft services, according to a police report. The Spanish-speaking woman named Rosalia allegedly carried out the scheme between January and March after placing ads for her services in the Golden Gate and East Naples area. So I wanted to talk about this because there's a lot of things to talk about. One, in the 50s, I think it was England, they always say the last witch law, law was lifted. Really what the law was the inability to put like psychics and fortune tellers into prison for this type of thing. And this is why this is so frustrating, because what this woman did is really harmful to literally everybody. Right. And it's frustrating because they took away those laws because of this, because they took away these laws. And now that this woman did this, I wouldn't be shocked if they came back, you know, and that's really freaky and weird and just all of that. So I should have done this before I started recording. So I'm actually going to pause. I'm going to tell you guys a story of what happened to my friend so that you have someone you know who has been scammed like this and you can learn from their mistakes. All right, so this article is from the January 2016 issue of Which Way magazine. Oh, real quick, let me cite the news article real quick so I don't forget. It's important to cite our sources. News.com.au. Okay. So I'm going to read this article. I wrote this 5 years ago now. So, guys, if you're not into Which Way, get in it. Like, I've been serving you hot goss for like, I'm kidding. We do not publish gossip. That is not our jam. But I'm just serving you stories since the past 6 years. So we're going to talk about avoiding fraud. And I'm going to tell you a personal story of two educated, intelligent women who were conned by a fake psychic out of $14,000. And this happened to a friend. This happened to my best friend. Right? So it can happen to anyone you know. So yeah, we're going to talk about, I'm going to tell you her story, point out the red flags, and then what to do if you or someone you know finds themselves in this situation. So first off, there are scammers. My best friend, we'll call her Grace, is very intelligent, grounded, and sweet person. Grace actually does not like getting readings. They irk her. But just recently, her world was turned upside down. She lost a job, went through a divorce, then was dumped by someone barely worth her time. She was devastated, and the amount of pain she was in was so intense that I began to feel it even when I was across town. While opening up to an old friend of hers, let's call this old friend Mary, Mary recommended a psychic she had been working with for a little bit of a time. Grace was so desperate for her pain to go away, she agreed to a free reading from this psychic. So that's red flag number one. Be wary of free readings, especially. And not by, here's the thing, readers need to make a living just like everybody else. So unless they are new and looking for people to practice on or a really close friend, if they aren't charging, like, if this is how they make their money, if this is how they make their living, if they are not charging you up front, in the back of their mind, they're expecting to get money from you somehow down the line. So that should be a red flag. After the free reading, the woman said Grace needed workings done to clear her negativity or she would never find happiness. Red flag number two. No psychic can tell you if you'll ever find happiness. Also, we can only see the current path you're on, right? Paths change and evolve. And if you don't like what you see, you can easily change it by changing direction. So Grace, not knowing any better, paid this woman $500 to clear her negative energy, claiming the money was for quote-unquote crystals. Red flag number three. No working ever needs material that costs more than, like, I don't know, $200 max. We all know what our supplies cost, right? Like, you can go toolless. You don't need supplies, and supplies aren't that expensive. And this is assuming this person has nothing, right? But if it's their job and it's how they make a living, they should have all the supplies they need to, quote unquote, do a clearing for you. So, and keep in mind, this story happened about 5 years ago before the witchcraft Instagram trend took off and people became more educated in how most of this worked. So keep in mind, we're still living in the days of where it's really kind of secretive. After a few days, the woman contacted her saying that her working would take 3 months and she needed to rent a room out from her Christian church to do the work and that it was $100 a month. Red flag number four, workings go against the Christian religion. They just do. I know people kind of twist and turn that in today's age to fit their personal spirituality, and that's fine. But if we're going from like, if we're going with the Christian mindset on witchcraft, they would be against this. So most Christian churches wouldn't touch any kind of working with a 10-foot pole. So it is, and like I said, yes, there are some Christian witches out there, but a Christian church typically wouldn't get behind something like this, much less rent out a room for workings like this. So there we are, right? We're $800 in, paid for clearing negativity. Now, this is when things get bunny boiler crazy. The woman then contacts Grace, saying she needs $1,700 more, but she could give it back once the working is done. Why? Because apparently my friend's negativity is so outrageous, she needs more supplies. Do I even have to put a red flag disclaimer on this? Right? So, and keep in mind, I know nothing. This is my best friend, and I had no idea any of this was going on. So my friend at this point, knowing that things were bad, told me what was going on. She sat me down and said, here's what's happening. She knew something was wrong. I told her to stop dealing with this woman. When Grace told this psychic, no, thank you, I can't afford $1,700 more, this woman lost her mind. She began attacking my friend, telling her that if she did not finish this work, demons would come hurt her, her ex-boyfriend, as well as the psychic's small children. At this point, I don't feel like we need any more red flags. We know this is cuckoo bananas, but let me give you another red flag. Scare tactics. Also, why would any mother risk doing work that could put her small children in harm if a complete stranger didn't fork over thousands of dollars? Like, this makes no sense. So, when it got to that point, I kind of took over the situation. I basically wouldn't let my friend talk to this woman. I wouldn't let my friend respond to this woman. And if it was responded, I responded to her. When it got to this point, I took over. I did a lot of research. And here's the thing. Millennials know how to find things. Like, we are sneaky, sneaky detectives. After much research, I found that this woman moves from home to home, has scammed people before, and after we demanded my friend's money back, claimed her mother had just died and that she needed time. A week later, she claimed her husband left her and needed more time. And then finally, she was sick and needed more time. She was stalling, obviously, right? Full of crap. And eventually she stopped replying to our demands for my friend's money back. We threatened legal action, but unfortunately there really isn't much that can be done. So, worst of all, the friend who recommended this lady, Mary, had already sunk $13,000 into this and was paying the woman's cell phone bill with still no results. And that's pretty wackadoodle, especially since it had been 6 months since the date the woman claimed she'd give the money back to the friend, Mary. Mary did not get a penny back and has resorted to begging friends for money to pay her own bills after being ripped off. So I know what you're thinking right now, right? Me? Never me. I'm too smart. This is going to sound crazy, but one thing I've always said, if you think you can't get pulled into a cult, you are the person the cult's going to get. You have to be aware that you can be scammed. You have to be aware that you can be conned. You have to be aware of your own inadequacies as a person, your own insecurities, your own flaws, because that is what these people hone in on. And if you think you are untouchable, you are the easiest person they can get, right? So the thing is, these people are professionals and they know how to prey on people, find their pain and exploit it. My friend did the right thing. She noticed something was wrong and she found support. Her friend Mary, at the time of the publishing of this article, had still not noticed something was wrong. And I had spoken to Mary before. I had done readings for Mary. I did a relationship reading for Mary. And the reading said, this relationship's over. It's not a good relationship. It's toxic. And it's over. Move on. There's nothing left here. And that was the reading I gave her. And I'm assuming that is what she was sinking thousands of dollars into with this woman. So, Mary, at the point of this article, refused to acknowledge something was wrong here. No matter what we said to her, she still believes that she will get help from this stranger who stole $14,000 from her. So here's the thing. Never be embarrassed for being a victim. If a psychic or fortune teller ever tells you you need workings, take the advice, right? Go, okay, maybe I do need a cleansing or a healing. But usually counseling is just as good. If you want workings done, go to someone you trust. Ask second opinions. And if you find yourself in a situation and you feel like you need support, reach out to a friend or somebody you trust. So I really felt the need to share this because a friend of mine went through it, right? And someone I know experienced this. And yeah. So not our normal episode, but I'm hoping that, I'm hoping that we all learn something from this and just be careful out there. And I'm really hoping that this doesn't, I think in our current day of kind of spiritual transparency, which I do think we're getting to because of things like Instagram and TikTok and kind of the big look at me aspect of witchcraft right now, I do think it is going to help stop this sort of thing before it can kind of hurt the everyone else who isn't trying to hurt people. So, all right, witches, that's all I've got for you today because we're running out of time. I didn't know that would take so long. But I do want to give some shout outs. I want to give a shout out to listener Brianna Lippincott. Brianna, you charming, hospitable fire dragon. I also want to give a shout out to listener Laura J. Laura J, you glorious, thoughtful dragon. A lot of dragons today. And then finally, Vanessa, you bombastic, pretty pixie. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I appreciate you so much. We are doing a giveaway. We are doing a giveaway of our one of each of our tea line for spring. So to enter to win a potion of Midas, Witch's Cupboard, and Flower Moon, simply sometime this week, go to our website, contact us with a question of the day, witch fail, witch win, or a little magic, and we'll name a winner next Monday. And before we leave, let's do a card pull. Our card today is the White Buffalo from the Dream Escape Oracle. We're almost done with this deck. The White Buffalo brought the sacred traditions to the Indigenous American peoples. She stepped from the clouds to help the Lakota people survive. The White Buffalo holds out a sacred pipe filled with tobacco as a peace offering. The six feathers which hang off the shaft represents one of the six rites she showed her people. The seventh rite hangs off from her black hair. She wears the pelt of a white buffalo, the honored beast that gifted her name. The arrival of the white buffalo is a sign of restoring harmony and spirituality to a troubled world or life. Oh, this kind of really feels like it fits the episode. Follow traditions that bring nature back into balance. Do your part to make change in our environment. Meanings, it's time to restore harmony to the world and be mindful of your spirituality in your life. That's beautiful. All right, witches. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, and anything else that you want to, whatever. I forget how this show ends, and I've only been doing it for hundreds of episodes. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.